This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at the baseball complex here at North Mac High. As the Panthers, the home team today in the all-white uniforms, trimmed out in that Carolina blue. Panthers in white lettering across the front, white hats, blue bills. For Quincy Notre Dame, they've got the pinstripe white pants, dark blue jerseys with white shoulders, Raiders in gold lettering across the front. The lineup for Quincy Notre Dame in the sectional semifinal looks like this. Ben Casper will lead things off and do the pitching. Tucker Tylerton will bat second and play center. Dalton Miller will hit third and play first base. Alex Conyer will clean up and play second base. Ethan Kite is a designated hitter batting fifth. Brady Kindhart will bat sixth and play third base. Jack Linnenfelser will hit seventh and play a shortstop. Gary Oden is batting eighth and playing left field. Nolan Obert will bat ninth and play right. So for Quincy Notre Dame, Casper, Tarleton, Miller, Conyer, Kite, Kindhart, Linnenfelser, Oden, and Obert. Defensively for the North Mac Panthers here, Riley Flowers in left, Caden Brown's in center, Cade Berkeley in right field, Cannon Kirk over at third, Cole Hatala is the shortstop, Andrew Bain is the second baseman, Logan Hammond is at first, Owen Burley is behind the plate, and Matt Hendricks is on the mound.
And for Matt, 6-1 record, ERA of 1.76. He has struck out 51 in 43 and two-thirds innings. Tim, and only walked six batters.
And in that semifinal game against Litchfield, five innings, one run, two hits, nine strikeouts, and no walks. Here we go, the first pitch in North Mac sectional baseball history, a breaking ball in for a called strike one, and that's how we start today. Official start time, 4:25. A little bit of sunshine, we saw a little bit of a rain cloud pop over the ballpark earlier. There's a fastball in for a called strike two as Hendricks has quickly worked ahead. No balls, two strikes. 83 degrees at our first pitch. And just a dark little cloud, Carl, that was kind of hanging around. But it's gone now for the most part. The 0-2 fouled straight back as Casper stays alive on the 0-2 offering.
Well, you mentioned first for North Mac that if they win this game, it'll be the first next game. And, yeah, they can just keep saying that all the way to the state title, couldn't they?
That's exactly right. A bunch of firsts. That's what we hope. Hendricks winds, fires, breaking ball, hit on the ground. Hatala charges, gloves, throws, out. Good start for North Mac as Hatala retires Casper. And that'll bring in Tucker Tylerton for QND, hitting 400 on the year, four doubles, 14 RBI. He will hit from the left side. North Mac beat Staunton 3-0 in their regional championship. Quincy Notre Dame beat Williamsville 4-1. Hendricks' first offering, hit on a line just over the leaping Hatala at shortstop into left field for a one-out base hit. Boy, Hatala was, what, 6 inches from getting that?
Yep.
He timed his jump perfectly, just out of his reach.
Perfect timing on the jump, but could not reach it.
Sun coming out here in Verdon, and Carl, a lot of times after a little rain shower, that humidity kicks up. And
it really does then, yes.
It might be feeling like 90 degrees here sooner than later. Here's Dalton Miller, big right-handed bat for QND, takes a breaking ball for called strike one. Miller on the year, 4.21 average, a home run, two triples, four doubles, 25 RBI. He stands on the back line of the right-handed box as Tylerton takes his lead over at first. Hammond with the hold. Hendricks into the stretch. Comes set at the belt. Check over at first. Back in safely. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream, WSMIRadio.com, where you can always find our broadcast schedule and podcasts on the website as well. The one-strike offering, breaking ball, called strike two. And Carl Hendricks has the feel for that breaking ball early.
You like to see that. The first inning can be a difficult one to, you know, feel, get that feeling for a breaking ball.
No balls, two strikes on Tylerton. Excuse me, on Miller. Tylerton over at first base. Average lead over there at first, not running. The 0-2 fastball just upstairs for ball one. Dugan Brennan calling balls and strikes today, and his father, Pat Brennan, on the bases. And Carl, we were talking to him before the ball game. I said, probably not too many father-son umpiring duos. Mm-hmm. They said, I don't think so. That's pretty neat.
First ones we ran into.
That's right. That is neat. One ball, two strikes, one on, one out. Breaking ball over but low. Good take there by Dalton Miller. Top of the first inning, sectional semifinal, North Mac hosting Quincy Notre Dame. 330 down the left field line, 301 down the right field line. 375 to straightaway center. The 2-2. Hit on the ground, could be two. Baines out at second. Hatala's turn in time. 4-6-3 double play. And the side is retired. We've completed a half inning. QND does not score. North Mac coming to bat. Hendricks faces the minimum in the top half of the first inning thanks to the 4-6-3 double play off the bat of Dalton Miller, turned by Andrew Baines, Cole Hatala, and Logan Hammond. The North Mac batting order, it's the same as we've seen here throughout the postseason. Riley Flowers, the junior, leading off. Junior Cole Hatala will bat second. Senior Cannon Kirk hitting third. Senior Matt Hendricks in the cleanup spot. Junior Cade Berkeley will hit fifth. Sophomore Caden Brown is batting sixth. Sophomore Logan Hammond will hit seventh. Sophomore Andrew Baines is hitting eighth, with sophomore Owen Burley batting ninth. For the Panthers, Flowers, Hatala, Kirk, Hendricks, Berkeley, Brown, Hammond, Baines, and Burley. Ben Casper on the mound for QND. His first pitch, called strike, top end of the zone with the fastball. Harry Odens in left field, Tucker Tollerton in center, Nolan Obert in right. Brady Kindhart's the third baseman, Jack Linnenfelser at short, Alex Conyer at second as that misses low. One ball, one strike. Dalton Miller over at first. Devin Jones behind the plate. He flashed a sign today for the right-hander, Ben Casper. No stats for Mr. Casper as Flowers takes a strike two. Riley's 1-for-7 in postseason play, hit .339 on the regular year. Standing in from the right side. One ball, two strikes. Upstairs, 2-2. And the head coach for QND, Ryan Oden, when he hands the lineup card, said, Conyers number 15 today. He forgot his jersey.
There you go. And you can't run back to Quincy.
You cannot do that, no. That's breaking balls in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes. Conyer, the second baseman for QND, as Flowers has worked the count full. Casper's 3-2. Strike three called. Flowers never took the bat off his shoulder. That'll bring in Cole Hatala at 4.55 on the year. Drove in 11 in the postseason. 1-for-6 with a triple. He will hit from the left side. He's got the Carolina blue New Balance turf shoes on. White batting gloves to go with the white helmet. Takes ball one low. The 1-0 pitch from Casper to Hatala. I think that went behind Cole, 2-0. Just missed the spot there.
Oh, yeah. And his first reaction was actually to try to go backwards, but thank goodness it's already passed him.
Two balls, no strikes. There's a fastball in for a called strike one. Boy, obviously it goes without saying here, Carl, but if you're North Mac, you would love to jump out early.
Definitely want to make the pitcher work.
Casper's 2-1, breaking ball popped up. That'll get out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Cannon Kirk waiting on deck. Boy, did he have himself a ball game in the regional championship.
Yeah, can't pitch much better.
Hatala chokes up a little bit. 2-2, ripped foul down the right field line over the fencing. If you haven't seen this baseball field at North Mac, it's worth the trip up to Verdon. It is something. 2-2, fouled straight back, and Hatala turning in a good AB here. Baseball back out to Casper. Not a new baseball, because the high fencing here, Carl, that hit up high off the fence, but stayed on the field of play, so the catcher, Jones, able just to retrieve it. 2-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, struck him out. Filthy pitch from Ben Casper.
Either a break or a changeup for sure. Much slower pitch there, and had him way, way out in front.
Yeah, that looked like it had some break to me. Filthy. That'll bring in Cannon Kirk. He'll hit it with the bases clear and two out. His back foot on the back line in that right-handed box. Casper's first pitch, breaking ball, stays high, 1-0. North Mac, our last area team standing after Gillespie fell in the softball sectional yesterday to Nashville. Fastball called strike right at the kneecaps, 1-1. It's been a special year for North Mac. School record in wins, first regional championship in school history. They are 20-1. That ball hit on the ground, foul just past third, 1-2. And Casper, a strike away from fanning the side here in the bottom half of the first inning. Most of the North Mac kids rock the short pants and stirrup look. That's the best look for a baseball uniform for my money. Kirk asks for time at the plate and gets it from our home plate umpire, Dugan Brennan. Dugan had a good game behind the plate in the championship game here on Friday. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Chase the high fastball, and Casper strikes out the side. We've completed one inning here in this 2A baseball sectional semifinal. North Mac and Q&D, no score. One inning complete here in our sectional semifinal. No score, Q&D and North Mac, as the Raiders will send up 4, 5, and 6. That'll be Alex Conyer, Ethan Kite, and Brady Kindheart. So Hendricks got that 4-6-3 double play to end the top of the first inning. He's back to work here in inning number two. Breaking ball inside. Ball one. Conyer on the year, 386, 10 doubles, and 21 RBI. Slightly open stance in that right-handed box. Takes a breaking ball in for a call. Strike one. It was more the get me over breaking ball for Hendricks there. He's got the nasty one when he wants to swing and miss. There it was right there, 1-2. Much tighter spin on it, diving in the bottom part of the zone. 1-2. To the cleanup man, Alex Conyer. Just missed with the fastball outside. Mentioned it on Friday, but love Dugan Brennan behind the plate. He tells the catcher and the pitcher where the pitch missed. Told Matt that time, just bring it in. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, struck him out. First strike out of the day for Hendricks, as the Panthers put it around the horn. That'll bring in the designated hitter for Q&D, Ethan Kite. He's a big boy, Carlos.
Is indeed.
Looks like he's getting ready for his junior year of college. Breaking ball, just inside a little bit. 1-0. He's got the batting gloves on, but doesn't have them strapped up. Stands tall in that right-handed box. Breaking ball lifted into center field. Caden Brown on the move with a dive! He made the catch in right center field. Fantastic from Caden Brown. Carl, he went a long way to make that play.
Got the good jump, Tim. Otherwise, there's no way he was going to get to that ball, but just a all-out dive and snared it right before it hits the ground.
The defense for North Mac on par here. A double play in the first and a fantastic diving catch in center by Ethan Kite. That'll bring in Brady Kindheart. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, way out in front of that offering. When if Hendricks can keep that breaking ball working throughout this start, Carl, he's going to be tough to handle. Fastball right there, called strike two.
Yep, keep that breaking ball going, and then that fastball looks so much faster, too. Hard to time you.
No balls, 2 strikes. No one on, 2 out. No score, top two. Popped up, and that's going to get over the fence, out of play, and just beyond the roof of the school. So they got the turf football field here now at North Mac. First season for the turf baseball field. Not going to find better facilities across the board in Macoupin County than this. We could probably throw in more counties than just Macoupin, quite frankly, but that's where we are.
Right. Going to love it when they go to South Central. Wish it was next year.
That's right. No balls, 2 strikes. Breaking ball, chopped foul. Past third. It'll stay 0-2. Yeah, it won't be this coming school year, but the next school year. So what will that be, 22-23? This is 2021. Trying to do math is dangerous.
It'll be 23.
There we go. And breaking ball in the dirt, 1-2. No score, top of the second here in our 2A baseball sectional semifinal. First time North Mac's ever been this deep in the postseason. just missed outside. Two balls, two strikes. I think Hendricks put that right where Burley wanted it. A good take from Kindheart. A 157 batter on the year, a home run, 13 RBI for the Q&D third baseman. Breaking ball just inside, 3-2. Hendricks doesn't want the old two-out walk here. Burley flashes the signs. Hendricks has the one he wants. Breaking ball. Hit soft line. That'll drop in left center field for a base hit. It's kind of a humpback liner there just over the head of Cole Hatala at shortstop. Two-out base hit for Brady Kindheart. Second hit of the day for Q&D. This one comes with two outs in the second inning, and that'll bring in Jack Linnenfelser, the shortstop for Q&D, hitting 279 with 10 RBI. Stands in the right-handed box. Takes ball one outside. So I don't know that Linnenfelser's shoes could look much cleaner. That's a white pair of shoes right there.
And they get to stay white.
They do. The 1-0. Called strike with the fastball outside corner, 1-1. Hendrick retired the first two. Two-out single from Kindheart. Hamlin with the hold over at first base. Short lead for Kindheart. Not running. Breaking ball. Called. Strike two. One ball, two strikes to Jack Linnenfelser. As Hendricks twirls that baseball around in his right hand. Onto the mound. Arches his back a little bit. Has his sign. Comes set at the belt. The 1-2. Breaking ball. Just missed outside. 2-2. Breaking ball has been filthy. Q&D might just say, you know what? I'm just not going to swing at that and hope that it's not a called strike. Two balls, two strikes. One on, two out. No score, top two. Strike three called. Frozen with the fastball. One hit, one left. We go bottom two here in Verdon. No score, North Mac coming to bat. Tim Ice crawled the bar back here in Verdon, North Mac High School. We go bottom two here in our 2A baseball sectional semifinal. No score, Quincy Notre Dame and North Mac. The Panthers send up Matt Hendricks, Cade Berkeley, Caden Brown, 4-5, and 6. Kasper's first pitch, fastball called, strike one. Hendricks in the postseason, Carl, red hot. 3-for-4, two triples, a double, and an RBI. Takes a breaking ball over but low for ball one. Hit 377 on the regular year. Drove in 21.
I'd like to see him get on base. Leader off for North Mac.
One ball, one strike. Outside 2-1. And there's one thing you can take to the bank, Carl. If he plugs the gap,
it's a triple.
And his helmet will be off his head between first and second. That's a guarantee. The 2-1. Fastball called. Strike two.
It's when the backup jets go on.
That's right.
Between first and second.
Little downshift in. There we go. Two balls, two strikes. Hendricks asks for time, doesn't get it. Hands back on the bat and chops it over the mound into center field for a base hit. And as Matt goes down to first, I'm sure he's thinking, Doug Brennan, thanks for not giving me time.
I'm glad I didn't get time there.
But, you know, he didn't ask for it long. He quickly realized, wait a minute, I'm not getting it. He got his hand right back on the bat. So a leadoff base hit for Matt Hendricks in North Mac, and he stays hot. Here's Cade Berkeley, the junior right fielder, hit 286 in the regular year. In the postseason, 1-for-6 with an RBI.
Small ball here.
Be nice to get out early. Berkeley not bunting, had to skip out of the way of that low and inside offering, 1-0. And if Cade had to do that over again, Carl, he might just not have been quite as instinctual and let that ball clip his foot. But you can never tell a kid, well, you should have just worn that one.
Yeah, on the foot, maybe.
Instinct takes over, though. It's like when a ground ball goes back to the pitcher. They know they shouldn't stick their bare hand up.
And they
just can't help it. It's like he's thinking, I know I should let that hit my foot, but I got to get out of the way of that thing. One ball, no strikes. Hendricks, lead over at first. He looks antsy over there, not going. Inside, 2-0. Hendricks is one of those kids on the bases, Carl. He's just kind of an agitator and a disruptor, just bouncing around, constant motion. Trying to get that pitcher's attention. Trying to divide that pitcher's attention. The 2-0 to Berkeley. Takes a fastball right there. Called strike one. That might have been Cade's pitch. Berkeley hitting from the left side. Heading the count. 2-1. Chris Atala over at third. Doug Little, coach, down at first for North Mac. Inside with the fastball. Berkeley able to check a swing. 3-1. Berkeley in the driver's seat here. Ahead 3-1. Hendricks over at first. Nobody out. He singled to start the frame. Kasper comes set at the chest. The 3-1. Breaking ball outside corner. Called strike two. Berkeley thought it was ball four. He had his bat wound up, ready to toss it towards the North Mac dugout and head to first. Good for Cade. He never actually let go of the bat. Umpires don't like that. 3-2. Hendricks not running. Berkeley rips it foul. He was ready for that breaking ball and pulled it way foul down the right field line. Squared it up, though. Beautiful day for baseball. About an hour before the game, a little rain cloud came through. Rained for probably 10 minutes. And then, I don't know, 15 minutes before the game, another little cloud popped up. It didn't produce hardly any precip. Berkeley fouls out of the plate, just gets a piece. Cade Berkeley in battle mode here. 3-2. Runner at first, one out. Quincy Notre Dame, the opponent today. And that's one of those school names, Gar. Doesn't matter where you're on the state, as Berkeley rips that in the air, foul down the right field line. You could be up by Chicago or down by Cairo. And if you say Q&D, people know what you're talking about.
Pretty well famous.
Across the board, doesn't really matter the sport, just consistently year in, year out. The 3-2 breaking ball outside. Ball four, and the first two have reached for North Mac here in the top half of the second inning. Nice at bat from Cade Berkeley. Boy, and both Hendricks and Berkeley, Carl, had two strikes on them and were able to get aboard. Base hit for Hendricks, a walk for Berkeley, and that'll bring in Caden Brown. Caden will hit from the left side. Logan Hammond is on deck. And you mentioned about small ball earlier, Carl. Perhaps we'll see it here. Although Brown, he's had a good postseason. He's 3-6 with the double.
Almost want to let him swing away then, don't you?
You really do. From the left side, he squares, pulls back, takes ball one. The third baseman, Kindheart, is even with the bag. Peeled down to see if he offered. He did not. The first baseman, Miller, he's playing right on the edge of the turf dirt. Hendricks at second. Berkeley at first. Squaring Brown. Pulling back. Taking ball two. Now think, Carl, for a head coach, this is always the tough one. Okay, you want to get the bunt down, but he's ahead 2-0. Do you keep it on?
Might see a pitch grooved even. Thinking, I'll let him bunt now.
That's exactly
right. Rather than walking.
Still squaring.
Oh,
pulls
yeah.
back. Takes ball three. Well, he'll square here, but I doubt he'll actually offer.
I think you got to make him throw at least that one.
A single by Hendricks to start the inning. Berkeley worked a nice walk on a full count, and now Kasper's fallen behind 3-0 on Caden Brown. The 3-0 called strike outside corner. That's the old 3-0 strike right there. He puts it there again. It'll be ball four. The sun is out here at Verdant. Beautiful day for baseball. The 3-1. Hit it! Hit it! Base is loaded. Nobody out. Logan Hammond strolling to the plate. The sophomore first baseman, 2-for-5 this postseason. A triple and 2 RBI after he hit .413 on the regular year. Carl, and you can make the case that his defense is the reason the North Mac's playing today. Had those two big throws to cut down Bulldogs at the plate.
Yeah, the first one was just a good throw. Really had him by a lot. But the second one was like a quick recovery, grab, turn, and spin, and throw it. And right on the money for the huge out at home.
Hammond takes strike one, fastball outside corner. Well, if you're North Mac, you're hunting for a crooked number now.
Ooh, got stuck.
Bases loaded, nobody out. 7, 8, and 9 due up here now for the Panthers. The one-strike pitch.
Ripped! That is down for a base hit in the right center field. One run will score. Here comes the second run. Play at the plate. No! Cut off! Head first slide in the first. Our home plate for Kay Berkeley. A two-run single for Logan Hammond. And North Mac strikes first.
Just what the doctor ordered. And the center fielder's throw was not that strong, Tim. And the pitcher had to cut it. And by the time he cuts it, that made the second run easy to score.
The first four have reached. Hendricks led it off with a single, a walk to Berkeley. Brown was hit by a pitch, and then a two-run single for Logan Hammond. That'll bring in Andrew Baines, the sophomore second baseman for the Panthers. Brown the runner at second now. Hammond over at first. Baines squares, and that's high and inside for ball one as Baines had to duck out of the way. And, Carr, you think about little things. If Casper could have thrown a strike, Hammond was bunting. Or, excuse me, not Hammond,
yeah.
But Brown was bunting.
Yes. In fact, of course, he got hit the batter, but that would have been ball four anyway.
And that gets...
His control has not looked very sharp here after, what, the first inning he struck out the sides.
Struck out the side. That's exactly right. Ryan Oden came out for a conversation, and you can't really have a much quicker conversation, Carl. He took his time getting out. About by four words were said, turned around, and walked away. Frank conversation.
Throw strikes now.
Three words. One ball, no strike to Andrew Baines. Two runs home for North Mac here in the bottom half of the second inning, looking for more. Still nobody out. Baines squares. Bunts that straight back to the screen, 1-1. And it's not exactly easy to lay down a bunt when the pitcher's control is suspect.
Hard to concentrate.
Baines steps back in. Brown takes his lead at second. Hammond away from first. Baines squares. Bunts. That's a perfect bunt. Is it going to roll foul? Yes, yep. It is. It was up the third base line, but did not stay fair. One ball, two strikes. But that stayed fair, Carl. He might have beat that out.
Just had a little too much English going that way, Tim. All right. It was bunted in a nice location, but he had the English spinning it to foul territory.
One ball, two strikes on Andrew Baines. Two on, nobody out. Two runs home for North Mac here in the bottom half of the second inning. As the sun here right behind home plate. The 1-2, breaking ball, lifted into left field, and it will be caught by Harry Oden for out number one. Base runners stay put. Baines was out in front of that offering a little bit. Going to bring in Owen Burley, the sophomore catcher for North Mac. He's 2-for-5 this postseason, a double and an RBI, after hitting .386 during the regular year. Boy, in the meat of this club, Carl, with Kirk and Hendricks, seniors, but Atala's a junior, Brown, Hammond, Baines, Burley, all sophomores. There's a breaking ball in for a called strike one.
Well, Caspar has had to throw a lot of pitches in this inning. And with the three strikeouts, he had to throw quite a few because he had a couple battles in those.
In this inning, it's been some high-stress pitches for him.
Right.
One strike on Burley. Runner from second is off. The throw not in time, and both runners move up. Great jump by Brown. He swipes third. Hammond follows on to second. Now a base hit could mean two more for North Mac. No balls, two strikes on Owen Burley. Riley Flowers, the leadoff man, waiting on deck. A two-run single from Logan Hammond has put North Mac out in front. The 0-2 upstairs, 1-2. Q&D not playing their middle infielders in, so a ground ball to the right side could score a run. Ground ball to shortstop could score a run. Ground ball to the corners, probably not. Hit to third. The play is coming home. Save of the play. Head first dive. Peyton Brown. 3-0 North Mac. Everybody's safe. And Carl, Kindheart was playing a step behind the bag. I'm surprised he tried to come home with that.
surprised because, A, how was he going to get around the runner? And that's why the throw was not that good. The catcher made a pretty good play of just knocking it down, but didn't actually control the ball, so he's going to be safe no matter what.
Hammond up to third, Burley aboard at first. Runners at the corner, only one out, and here's the leadoff man, Riley Flowers. Carl Riley, 1-for-8 in the postseason, and boy, what a great time it'd be for him to have a breakout.
He's due. Got the good average.
That's exactly right. 339 on the year. He might just be primed for a big moment right here and now. Casper feels like he might be on the ropes. Flowers squaring, pulling back, taking ball one. Throw down to second, not time. Runners at second and third on the steal by Burley. As Flowers took ball one. 3-0 North Mac. We talked about him wanting to jump out early. How about a nice crooked number?
I'd see it get a little crookeder.
Man, you got second and third, one out. Need to get at least one more here, if not two. Flowers squares, bunts it down the first baseline, but foul. It might have been a little safety squeeze there. Hammond the runner at third. Burley reaching the field of choice call, but I didn't see. They probably put a courtesy runner in for their catcher, Burley, but I didn't catch the number down there. One ball, one strike to North Mac's leadoff man, Riley Flowers, the junior. Squares again, bunts it in the air, and it's caught by the first baseman, and everybody gets back safely.
Almost a disaster play there.
Good running by Hammond.
Good base running. You know, you're trying to score, so you're really trying to break hard, but he recognized right away the ball was going to be caught.
Eighth batter of the inning coming up now, Cole Hatala, struck out back in the first. 1-for-7 this postseason. In search of a big two-out knock here. Breaking ball outside, ball one. One ball on those strikes, two out, two on. 3-0 North back. Breaking ball stays upstairs, 2-0. The runner over at third is Hammond. Burley's courtesy runner out at second. Already three runs home for North Mac. Cole Latala looking for a two-out base hit. In the middle of that left-handed box, wide stance. Hops it up. That's going to get out of play down the third baseline off the roof of the North Mac dugout. Two balls, one strike. Matt Hendricks will go back to the mound with at least a three-run lead. He's given up a pair of base hits in his first two innings of work, but kept Q&D off the board. The 2-1. Fastball called. Strike outside corner, 2-2. Atala will have to protect now. As Casper comes set with the 2-2 outside, 3-2. Cannon Kirk waiting on deck. He's just salivating over there at the prospect of batting in this inning. Three balls, two strikes. Atala takes a deep breath in that left-handed box. Casper's pitch. Inside, and he walked him. And Cannon Kirk will be the ninth Panther to bat here in the bottom half of the second inning.
And that pitch supposed to be set on the outside corner, so you know he missed his spot badly on that pitch.
Casper has the glove off his left hand, kind of readjusts the cap, now puts his glove over his face. Back on top he goes, peers in for a sign. Kirk will be ready to hit early. He is, pops it up, and that's going to get out of play over the screen. One hop onto the roof of the school, and down it comes.
Hit the concrete.
Bases loaded for North Mac. Three runs home. Two out in the bottom of the second. Casper working from the windup now. The 0-1 in the dirt. Blocked nicely by Jones. Almost squirted to the backstop, but he was able to slow it just enough. One ball, one strike. Hendricks led this inning off with a single. He's on deck. Casper winds. fires. Breaking ball, lifted in the air to right field. Obert has a beat on it now, went back, comes in, and makes the catch. Kirk is retired, but the damage is done. Two-run single for Logan Hammond, and then Owen Burley gets an RBI on a fielder's choice. We've completed two innings here in our sectional semifinal. North Mac leads Quincy Notre Dame 3-0. Matt Hendricks back to work for North Mac with a 3-0 lead. Breaking ball, chucked foul left side, 0-1 on Harry Oden, the eighth place hitter and left fielder for QND. So three runs on two hits, two walks, a hit batter, and a fielder's choice. North Mac did leave, the bases loaded.
That's always want more, but it was a big start, though.
Swing and a miss, high fastball, Oden couldn't catch up, 0-2. Now that's a nice-looking crooked number out
there. It is.
North Mac beaten only once all year. That was 3-0 at the hands of Maroor Forsyth. They're still playing baseball here in the sectional round. The 0-2 just missed low. One ball, two strikes. But the big difference between these two hurlers right now, Carl, when Hendricks misses, it's not by much. Casper has been missing on the wrong side
right,
of the plate.
Wrong side of the plate, in the dirt sometimes.
Breaking ball, called, strike three. Oden is out. First out here in the top half of the third inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Hendricks. One out, bottom of the third. That'll bring in the ninth place hitter, Nolan Obert. Hitting 188 on the year. He will stand in from the left side. QND has one base hit in each of the first two innings. A double play into the threat in the first. There's ball one to Obert. Their hit in the second inning came after two men were already retired. Hendricks is 1-0. Right there. Fastball called. Strike one. You said it early, Carl, but he's got the good stuff today.
Really does.
The 1-1 breaking ball called, strike two. It's all about
that
breaking ball.
Slow breaking ball, the faster breaking ball, and then just the fast ball.
He's got Obert set up. One ball, two strikes. Hit on the ground. Hammond gobbles it up. He'll take it to the back himself, unassisted. Two out here in the top half of the third. I love that we interviewed Logan Hammond after the regional championship talking about that ball that got by him. He said, that's the first ball that's got by me all year, but I'm glad it did. And he wasn't speaking in hyperbole. He was serious. He's like a vacuum cleaner over there. Just sucks it all up. Top of the order now, Ben Casper. First ball swinging, lifts it into left field. Flowers moving to his left, back towards the fence, hauls it in, and the side is retired. That is a crisp, quick 1-2-3 inning for Matt Hendricks and North Mac. As we go bottom three here in our sectional semifinal, North Mac leads Quincy Notre Dame 3-0. Back here at Verdon on the North Mac campus, along with Carl DeBar, Tim Mize here on FM 106.1. North Mac leading Quincy Notre Dame 3-0 as the Panthers get set to bat here in the bottom of the third. Cardinal baseball for you tonight, AM 1540, FM 106.92.9, as they are hosting Cleveland. And, oh, Carl, the Cardinals,
oh,
they
boy.
Stink. Right now.
Yeah. I mean, you have injury bugs, but, you know, there's games they should have won. They still have some good pitchers and stuff, but it's like teams are in a funk. They're just in a funk.
That's how baseball goes. It'll turn around at some point for them, and they'll go the other way, but it's not right now.
Quicker would be better.
That would be better. Going to Wrigley Field this weekend,
12:25
on Friday afternoon.
Hate to go to Wrigley playing the way they are and the way the Cubs are, for that matter.
Here's Matt Hendricks at the plate. Takes a fastball for a called strike one. Hendricks, Berkeley Brown. Hendricks led off the second with a single. And that was the beginning of a three-run frame. Casper's 0-1. Hit on the ground through the hole between short and third. Hendricks' second base hit of the day. And Carl, he is now 5 out of 6 in this postseason.
Think teams might figure out they might not want to pitch to him.
Perhaps. But hopefully they'll figure out till the day's over.
Well, when people are on base, especially. Guess you kind of have to. What's the point?
He hits singles when he's leading off. He waits for the extra bases until guys are on. Here's Cade Berkeley. He walked, eventually scored the second North Mac run. He worked a good walk in that second. Takes ball one inside.
Casper, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks, but and a hit batsman.
Talk about two different innings, Carl. He struck the side out in the first and then faced all 9 North Mac batters in the second, giving up 3 runs. Hendricks at first, not running. There's a called strike outside corner with the fastball to Cade Berkeley.
And two of them tried to bunt almost all the way through the walk.
Yes.
Or hit batsman in the case.
Yeah, North Mac tried to give him an out in that second. Q&D didn't want it. Check on Hendricks. He's back in with a slide. You can hear the North Mac dugout making some noise. They're into it, obviously. The Q&D kids, they're up on the fence down the first baseline, but not making a whole lot of noise. The 1-1, breaking ball in the dirt, 2-1, blocked nicely there by Devin Jones. Waiting on deck, Caden Brown. As Berkeley stands in from the left side. 1-for-6 this postseason. Takes that upstairs. Three balls, one strike. He walked his first plate appearance on a full count. He's ahead 3-1 now. Kasper checks the runner at second. Comes. That's swing and a miss there. And Berkeley went out of the zone on the low offering. 3-2. Good pitch from Kasper. Another full count here for Cade Berkeley. Holds those hands low, does Berkeley. Hendricks not running. The 3-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Nice pitch from Ben Kasper there. Something sinking down in the zone. Now to bring in Caden Brown. As Caden looks down to Chris Atala at third for the signs. Hendricks takes his lead over at first. Holds the batting gloves in his hand to try to keep those fingers safe when he slides. Ball one high to Caden Brown. Winner of this game will play either Pena or SHG for the sectional championship on Friday. If North Mac's there, we'll be there. Here on FM 106.1. Called strike. Outside corner, right at the knees. That is a pitcher's pitch. But if you're North Mac, you say, that's just fine, because he has been consistent, as Dugan Brennan, throughout the games we've seen him in this postseason. He's given it to one side, he's going to give it to the other. And that's all you can ask.
That's right. Consistent, nice strike zone.
One ball, one strike. One on, one out, a 3-0 North Mac lead. That's Caden Brown. He holds those hands high from the left side. Right at his shoulder. Squaring, bunting right in front of the plate. The play's at second. Hendricks is out, and that's all they'll get.
You think a bunt that's out in front of the plate would be all right, but that AstroTurf hop just kind of hopped it straight up. Catcher grabbed it and made a good, strong throw to second base.
That'll go 2-6. On the force play, Hendricks is out, and that's not the worst thing. He's North Mac. Let him get in the dugout, take a seat, get a beverage, and relax for a moment. So here's Logan Hammond, two-run single back in that second. That got North Mac on the board. That's the big hit of the ball game. Breaking ball stays upstairs for ball one. Hammond now 3 out of 6 this postseason with 4 RBI. Where's number 99? Not a standard baseball number. Ripped foul. My goodness, he was ready for that offering. Almost hit it to the parking lot in front of the school across the way. One ball, one strike. I see 99, Carl. I think of Sota Gucci.
Yep. Or, a lot of years.
Or the Wild Thing from the Major League movie. One of the two.
Oh.
There was a check on the runner at first, but there was actually time called.
So DeGucci.
That's right. A good ball player for a long time for the Cardinals.
Kind of Mr. Consistency, wasn't he?
Well, they could use some of that consistency right
they
now.
They don't have any of that right now, especially pitching. They can't throw strikes.
Hammond lifts it in the air to right. Olbert moves in a few steps and hauls it in for out number 3. So one hit, one left. We've completed 3 here in the sectional semifinal. North Mac leads Quincy Notre Dame 3-0. We've completed three innings of sectional semifinal baseball here in Verdon. North Mac leading Quincy Notre Dame 3-0. All three North Mac runs coming in the second inning when they sent nine men to the plate. Two-run single by Logan Hammond, and then Owen Burley chopped the ball to third base. The play came home, not in time, to score the third run. That was Caden Brown. 2-3 and 4 for QND, Tucker Tollerton, Dalton Miller, and Alex Conyer. Hendricks from the wind called strike. And, man, Carl, he has just been working ahead of hitter after hitter here.
Looking sharp, three strikeouts, no walks. Faced, what, one over the minimum?
A double play at end of the first. And a base hit in the second. Breaking ball. That is into right center field on the move with a dive! It's caught by Cade Burke with the second diving catch by a North Mac outfielder today.
Well, I'll give him a four and Brown gets a five because Brown's was a little tougher catch, but boy, real big defensive play again by North Mac.
Two diving catches in the outfield, double play turned.
It's looking good, isn't it? Things are so far going very well.
Long way to go. Here's Dalton Miller. He grounded into that 4-6-3 double play that ended the top of the first inning. Bats with the bases clear, one out, breaking ball. That is hit into right center field. North Mac's not going to catch that one. That plugs the gap. One hops the wall. Berkeley will get to it, gets it in quickly, and Miller into second standing up with a one-out double.
And how big is the diving catch now, Tim?
Huge.
Because if he doesn't make the catch, it's probably a two-base hit, and that would have scored a run right there. So still ways to get out of it.
That'll get Owen Burley out to the mound. First time we've had a runner at second for QND, so they just want to get together on their signs. Matt Hendricks climbs back on top of the mound. Now he goes behind the mound here. Kind of strolling around. Back up he goes off the first base side. He'll be into the stretch and dealing with Alex Conyer. He struck out back in the second. Open stance. Hits it on the ground. That is just foul. Kirk cut it off, though, and threw a nice ball down to Hammond, who picked it out, but just strike one. But a nice play nonetheless.
Just make the play. Can't wait for that umpire to make the call.
No, you cannot. So one strike on Alex Conyer. He's just back to the box now as he was hustling down the line. Good sportsmanship from Burley. He picked up Alex's bat, handed it to him. He got back to the plate. Hendricks from the stretch checks the runner, has his sign, brings home the one strike pitch. Just missed outside. One ball, one strike. The cleanup man for QND here, their second baseman, Alex Conyer. 21 RBI on the year, 10 doubles. Hitting .386 entering the day. Asks for time and has granted it. A lot of high sock looks here. Everybody on QND's team has the high sock looking. Dark blue socks, white stripes. Most of the North Mac kids had the high sock look with the classic stirrup. Breaking ball called, strike two. Hendricks has a two ball, two strike count on Alex Conyer. A few raindrops start to fall.
Just a few, yeah.
Time called for and granted at the plate. Well, it's just been one of those weeks, Carl, just spitting rains. Like, no thunder systems at all, but it's like just a little dark cloud hanging right out over the field. The 2-2 ripped into right center field, making the catch is Berkeley back towards the fence, tagging and moving to third on the play is Miller. He'll be there with two outs. But that was a nice play from Cade Berkeley, Carl. When that left the bat, I thought it was a peck of trouble.
He got back there quick, Tim, and you don't mind the runner getting to go over to third because you got that second out. All you have to do is get this batter.
And that will be Ethan Kite, the designated hitter, fly to center. That was the sensational play from Caden Brown. Hendricks back to the windup with a runner at third and two outs. Breaking ball, fouled the plate as Kite just got a piece of that. Cue-balled it right to his on-deck man. He's pretty kind-hearted. He threw it back to Hendricks, and it was a low throw. Matt had to pick it out of the turf. I about said the dirt, but that's not right.
It's dirt color.
It is dirt color, and it looks nice. The one-strike pitch. Bounced in there. Nice block by Burley. One ball, one strike. Asked Doug Little before the ball game about the rain situation here. He said if it rains, 10 minutes basically and the field's ready for play. And he said they've got turf pellets that they put on the mound that acts as a diamond dry to dry out the mound because that's kind of the part that gets the slipperiest. Turf pellets, Carl.
Turf pellets. Well, seems like they have pellets in it. As you see, the plate's got quite a few pellets on it right now.
It does. Black pellets. One ball, one strike. One on, two out. Called strike with the fastball. Talk part of the zone. One and two. Kite didn't like that call. Had something to say to Dugan Brennan.
Well, he's a tall boy.
He is.
Those strikes are higher there.
Big, big boy. Probably 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah.
I don't know. He's big.
And don't want to make
shoulders.
A mistake.
Breaking ball. That one stays upstairs. Two and two. He looks, Carl, like a left tackle.
Pretty much, yeah.
Two balls, two strikes, a 3-0 North Mac lead. The designated hitter, Ethan Kite, Burley, sets up outside. Looks like he wants the high fastball. Too high, three balls, two strikes. Brady Kindheart waiting on deck.
Low breaking ball.
Has him set up, doesn't he? The 3-2, breaking ball, ripped into left field, but no worries. Riley Flowers is right there for the out, and Q&D will strand a runner at third base. We go bottom four in our sectional semifinal. North Mac leads Quincy Notre Dame 3-0. Bottom four, North Mac to the plate with a 3-0 lead. Ball one to Andrew Baines. It'll be Baines, Owen Burley, top of the order, and Riley Flowers. A three-run second for the Panthers. Big two-run single from Logan Hammond. Baines puts that in play on the ground to second. Conyer gobbles it up and throws out Baines. Andrew was hustling down the line. They only got him by a step.
Second baseman, yeah, took his time, didn't he?
Wasn't a hard hit ball. And so many times, Carl, when you play on turf, you don't really charge the ball when it's, you know, because you know it's
going to
hit
you
in a hurry. That one maybe not hit quite as hard as Conyer was thinking initially. Here's Burley. Fielder's choice RBI. Back in the second. That was the third run. First ball swinging. Fouls that out of play. Another nice crowd on hand here today. Q&D has a few folks here, but a lot of North Mac fans here.
Well, you can tell on our side especially. Packed in here.
They have been entertained thus far. 3-0 North Mac leading. That fastball way upstairs as the catcher Jones had to go in and out of his mitt. He was basically standing as tall as he could to try to haul that one in.
Control has been an issue for him, hasn't it? He's walked.
Walked two and hit a man.
Two and hit a man, but he's ran a lot of three ball counts to people.
Upstairs, two and one. Even Carl, on batters where they haven't walked or whatever, he's missing his spot.
Right,
yeah,
from one side of the plate to the other sometimes. And that's a pretty big miss, really.
Outside, 3-1. And North Mac is doing a great job, Carl. They are not helping him. They are keeping the strike zone intact here, not chasing. Sometimes a pitcher gets wild, you get anxious, and you help him out. Panthers haven't done that. The 3-1 to Burley. Pops it up right side. This is going to be a tough play. It's kind of in no man's land. It's going to wind up foul. And Burley will get a second life as that ball was pushing towards the fence away from the field of play. And the second baseman, Alex Conyer, he went a long way, headlong dive into foul territory just out of his reach. The right fielder was playing fairly deep. You think that the right fielder over would be able to get to that ball, but he is playing deep and way off the line.
Yeah, way off the line is a big key there because that ball's ends up foul by 15 feet.
He's playing in right center field. Breaking ball, 3-2, hit on the ground to third. Kindheart behind the bag, low throw, dug out nicely by the first baseman, Miller. And Burley is retired 5-3. Nice play all around there for Q&D. So here comes Riley Flowers, top of the order for North Mac. Struck out looking in the first, popped out trying to bunt in the second. He'll try to start a rally here with the bases clear and two outs, bottom half of the fourth inning. Turns away from that high fastball. 1-0. And as the North Mac dugout hooting and hollering. There's nothing like the sounds of the baseball game, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Unique to the sport. Upstairs, 2-0. Casper winds and fires with the 2-0. Fouled the plate by Riley Flowers. New baseball out to Ben Casper as Cole Tyler retrieves the foul ball. Lots of jobs when you're the on-deck hitter.
Fetching. Ooh.
Hit him. Hit Flowers. Just grazed him either on the elbow or maybe even on the jersey. If you're going to get hit, Carl, that's how you want to get hit.
Yeah, just barely, and a jersey one is the best.
That'll bring in Cole Hatala. Struck out in the first, walked in the second. That loaded the bases after three runs were home, and then Cannon Kirk flied out to right field to end that second. Here's Hatala. Big lead for Flowers. Yeah, he got hit by the pitch. Another glancing blow, and that'll get Cannon Kirk to the plate with two out. You're talking about Casper's just control or lack thereof today, Carl, and case in point.
And he was having maybe one of his best pitch count innings until these last two batters.
He got a couple of ground ball outs to retire Baines and Burley. Hit Flowers in the 2-1 pitch. Hatala got hit on the first pitch that he saw. Going to bring in Cannon Kirk. Cannon 0-for-2 today. Struck out on the first. Fly to right in the second. A 400 hitter on the season. 3-for-8 now this postseason with a double and an RBI. 3-0 North Mac. Two outs, bottom of the fourth. Runners at first and second for the Panthers. Cannon Kirk stands strong in that right-handed box. Breaking ball, called strike one. Flowers takes his lead from second. Hatala from first. Kirk asks for time and gets it. Casper was taking too long there. One strike. All the way in the back of that right-handed box is Cannon Kirk. The one-strike pitch. Breaking ball. Kirk almost thought that hit him.
He was expecting it to, I think.
I think he was. He reacted like he was going to first base there. And had it hit him, it would have been three glancing blows to load the bases. The 1-1 pitch. Fouled straight back. Oh, that was a good cut from Cannon Kirk right there. One ball, two strikes on Cannon Kirk. Found that one straight over the shoulder of the catcher, Devin Jones. Jones flashes the signs for Casper. Now he has the one he wants. Comes set. Trying to keep Flowers close out at second is the second baseman. The 1-2. Hit on a line. That's in the right field for a base hit. Flowers around second. We're going to have a play at the plate. Save! Riley Flowers. The ball scoots by, but the play is backed up. Hatala will stop at second. Third. Kirk moves into second on the RBI. Base hit and called. The second baseman, Kanye, was trying to keep the runner Flowers close at second and a line drive right where he would have been.
Big, big hit for North Mac, and now with just the two outs to start this inning, and now you got still a good chance to score a couple more.
Yeah, Casper got the first two back-to-back hit batters and then an RBI single laced off the bat of Cannon Kirk. Matthew Hendricks is 2-for-2 today with a pair of singles.
He's not going to get the hit, Tim.
The old intentional walk. And, Carl, that's what you call an easy decision.
So yeah, it was triple time, wasn't it?
It was triple time.
It was none of these singles. He's going to go for the triple there if
that's,
he pitched to him.
That's exactly right. North Mac has the bases loaded, two outs, one run home in the fourth as they lead 4-0. And we got a new Quincy Notre Dame pitcher, Carlos.
Tucker Tollerton. From center field is going to pitch now. And that's the tough thing, man. You're playing in the ball game. All you're going to get is these eight warm-up pitches. So Sometimes that's hard to come. Say you're a breaking ball pitcher, really hard to get that in a groove that quick.
Yeah, you got to get quick or loose quick. Here's Cade Berkeley. Boy, he's got a chance to bust this thing wide open. Bases loaded, two outs. Walked, scored in the second, struck out in the third. Trollerton's first pitch, swinging, fouled away by Berkeley. I think they're out of baseballs. Quincy Notre Dame, I think, Carl, a little shell-shocked here at the moment. These private schools, they just expect to come in and roll over public high schools. The one strike, pitch, outside, 1-1. I don't care what they say, they think. I know that's what they think. Four nothing North Mac. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com. Hit foul. Past Doug Little over there at first. One ball, two strikes on Cade Berkeley. You know, we got a proud uncle of a North Mac player listening all the way up in Minnesota, Carlos.
Well, that's a good deal.
We've had some Minnesota type of weather here this spring.
Earlier we did for a while.
Not so much now. One ball, two strikes. Bases loaded, two outs. Breaking ball upstairs, 2-2. Man, North Mac just continues to put good at-bats on Q&D here, up and down the lineup. We've talked about the depth of their lineup, Carl, but we've really seen it here today in the sectional semifinal. Quality AB after quality AB. The 2-2 in the dirt, 3-2, no place to put him. The bases are loaded, and Tollerton has worked the count full to the first man he's facing here, Cade Berkeley. Well, if you're Berkeley, Carl, you have to stay patient here. Don't help him out. Runners will be off with the pitch. The 3-2 hit foul. We'll do it again. With a runner out at second, that's Kirk, Carl. He was three-quarters of the way to third before the pitch was thrown. The pitcher's from the windup, though. Three balls, two strikes. Bases loaded, two outs. 4-0 North Mac. Cade Berkeley at the dish. The 3-2. Hit in the air, left center field. Will it find a hole? No. Sliding catch by Harry Oden out there. And North Mac will strand. The base is loaded. The Panthers get one run on an RBI base hit from Cannon Kirk. We've completed four innings in the sectional semifinal. North Mac leads Quincy Notre Dame 4-0. We go top five here in our sectional semifinal from Verdon. North Mac leading 4-0, and Hendricks bends in a breaking ball to Brady Kindhart, and that's how the top of the fifth gets underway with strike one. Hendricks shakes off Burley. Hasn't done that too much today. Now has the one he wants. Winds, fires, over but low, 1-1 with the fastball. Kindhart, 1-for-1 today, singled back in the second. Q&D has been shut out on three hits through four innings. There's a breaking ball, swing and a miss. Had Kindhart all sorts of tied up on that. The 1-2 pitch from Hendricks to Kindhart. Breaking ball, golf, left center field, and a running catch made by Riley Flowers as the count comes flying off, and he picked that off his shoe tops for out number one.
Ray, a lot of good plays out in the outfield today, Tim.
Oh, boy, Flowers.
I'm getting them all one.
Absolutely.
That one wasn't quite the dive, but he had to get the great jump to get to that ball.
Covered a lot of ground. Here's Jack Linnenfelser. He was a strikeout victim his first time back in the second. Takes ball one outside. Winner of this game gets the winner between Pena and SHG. It'll be a sectional championship game Friday. Breaking ball, just missed, 2-0. The 2-0 pitch in the dirt, 3-0. Hendricks has not walked a man yet. And only, by my count, his third three-ball count of the day. To the seventh-place hitter, Linnenfelser, and that's a four-pitch walk. That'll bring in Harry Oden. He struck out back in the third. 0-1. So you got 8 and 9 coming up here for Quincy Notre Dame. 4-0 North Mac. 3 in the second, 1 in the fourth. Not running. Fastball called strike. See if the four pitch walk is just an aberration for Hendricks. Has been to this point. He's had pinpoint control. Shaq on the runner. He's back in safely. Nolan Obert waiting on deck. Right now, Terry Oden in that right-handed box. Breaking ball called. Strike. Oden couldn't pull the trigger.
Tried to readjust like twice in the same swing. Never had time to get the bat off his shoulder then.
Just looked at it go by. No balls, two strikes. Hammond holding the runner over at first. Hendricks set at the belt. Upstairs. One ball, two strikes. UND trying to get themselves back in this ball game here. One on, one out in the top of the fifth. Hendricks set for the 1-2. Runner is going. Pitch is high. The throw is in time.
Burley gunned it down at second. It was a low throw. One hop pick by Hatala. Got the tag down. Sensational.
The low throw was the key, but yes, Hatala was ready for that hop and made a great tag.
Well, he had a quick release there, didn't he? Way down 4-0, you get thrown out, stealing second in the fifth. I don't know. Here's the pitch to Oden. Breaking ball, strike three called, and just like that, the side is retired. We go bottom five, North Mac leads Quincy Notre Dame 4-0. We go bottom five here in our 2A baseball sectional semifinal. North Mac leading Quincy Notre Dame 4-0. And a big caught stealing in that last half inning by Owen Burley.
Big play by Burley and Hattel as he made the one hop catch and tag at the same time.
So here's Tucker Tollerton back to work. He came in relief of Ben Casper with two outs in the fourth. He'll deal with Caden Brown, Logan Hammond, and Andrew Baines, 6-7 and 8 as the first offering misses low for ball one. Caden today hit by a pitch, scored a run in the second, reached on a fielder's choice back in the third. Swing and a miss there. Good pitch from Tollerton. North Mac wants to get greedy here, Carl. Four
absolutely
is not enough.
Last inning had that two-out rally.
Looks at strike two with the fastball. Good pitch there from Tollerton. Brown in the hole. One ball, two strikes. Caden, 3 out of 7 this postseason. Hit 302 on the regular year. The 1-2 from Tollerton to Brown. Fouled the plate. Brown stays up there. And we just haven't seen really a bad North Mac at bat today, Carl. Good approaches, up and down.
Bad defensive play either. All we've seen is excellent defensive plays.
All three outfielders have made a
great play. Two of them diving.
Upstairs.
And like I say, the
2-2. Feet is not going anymore.
4-0, North Mac with the lead. So there might be a problem with the stream at WSMIRadio.com.
Ah, okay.
See if we can get that squared away. Outside, 3-2. Hard to keep everything running.
I hear stream and I look at the clouds. I'm like, what? What's coming?
Sometimes we hold it together with duct tape and bailing wire.
Or just a yellow wire going into a different building, yeah.
Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Nice pitch there from Tollerton. Retires Brown. So that will get Logan Hammond to the plate. First baseman for North Mac. Big two-run single in the second. That got the Panthers on the board. Wound up being a three-run second. They added one more in the fourth. We play here in the bottom of the fifth. Hammond from the left side takes ball one outside. Casper started the game for Quincy Notre Dame. He couldn't make it through four. Plays with two outs in the fourth by Tollerton. That ball's ripped foul by Hammond for a loud strike one. And Carl, we've seen a lot of that type of contact from a lot of North Mac hitters today.
Up and down the lineup here.
The depth of this lineup. Burley hits ninth. He hits 386 on the year. The 1-1. Lifted in the air to left. Harry Oden is there. He'll come in a couple of steps and haul it in for out number two. First two retired by Tollerton here in the bottom half of the fifth inning, and that will bring in Andrew Baines. Sophomore second baseman for North Mac. He's 0 out of 8 this postseason. Bats with the bases clear and two out. Sun still drenching the turf field here at North Mac. Upstairs for ball one. We've seen some dark clouds kind of in and around the Verdon area during the ball game. Today, another one kind of right over the top of the field. Inside, 2-0. If Baines can reach, Burley will bat here in the bottom of the fifth. A 4-0 North Mac lead. Two balls, no strikes. Chopped foul at the plate, 2-1. Cardinal baseball coming up in about a half hour on WSMI AM 1540, FM 106.9 and 92.9, hosting Cleveland today. Redbirds will be off tomorrow before a weekend set at Wrigley against the Cubs. Day baseball on Friday. The 2-1 inside, 3-1 with the breaking ball. Bain steps back in. If he can get something started here with two outs, base is clear. The 3-1 from Tollerton inside on a two-out walk.
Fourth walk. That also goes with three hit batsmen, so a lot of free runners for North Mac has come in to score that way. Two of the hit batsmen, right?
Yep, two of the hit batters have scored, and one of the walks came around to score, so that's three of the four.
Three of the four, wow.
Owen Burley strolls to the plate. He had to get the shin guards off as he was on deck with two outs.
Made a good throw. Hit a big out last inning.
Takes a fastball for a called strike one. Yeah, last inning there, Burley cut down Linnenfelser trying to swipe second. That was the second out of the inning. Hendricks then struck out Oden. That's in the dirt. Blocked by Jones, but it kicks away. And moving up to second, Andrew Baines. Boy, North Mac has just played a real good fundamental baseball game here this afternoon in this sectional semifinal. Not a breeze at all here today in Verdon. The sun is out, very humid. The 1-1. Ripped right to the third baseman, takes a high hop over his shoulder. Baines is around third. He'll get the late stop sign and a good decision by Chris Atala. Burley down to second, slides in safely.
Burley's
hit for Burley. And that's good baseball all around, Carl.
It was pretty close, but he made it there.
The late stop sign from Chris Atala, and Carl, he made the right decision because Baines was going to be OUT at the plate.
Yeah, good throw in.
Burley will be lifted for the courtesy runner. That'll be Zane Hogan. So now Riley Flowers was hit by a pitch and scored a run back in the fourth. He's 0 for 2 today, 1 for 9 in the postseason. He's just kind of a ticking time bomb right now. He's just waiting to go off. Take strike one. Bottom of the fifth inning. And Carl, another potential rally here for North Mac that started after two were out. They got one run in the fourth in that scenario. Runners at second and third now. Flowers in the 0-1 offering takes strike two. And for Riley, Carl, he's probably just not seeing the baseball quite as good as he's seen it throughout periods of the year.
Good time for a wild pitch, though.
Great time. For a balk. The 0-2. From Tollerton. Chopped by Flowers. Get foul, and it will. In front of the first base bag. So Riley keeps himself up there. Leadoff man for North Mac. Chance to deliver a big blow. And Matt Hendricks goes back out to work in the six. Will he be up four or will he be up more? Flowers waits for the 0-2 offering from Tucker Tollerton. Pop up, and that will get out of play. Big, big crowd on hand here today. Carl, you're pretty good at guessing the number of M&Ms in the jar. What do you think?
No, not really, but hard to count. 20 people just deep in some of these areas, so it adds up pretty quick.
Here's Flowers at the plate. The 0-2. Breaking ball, fouled back. Good piece of hitting there to use his hands and fight that pitch off. The winner of this game will get SHG as they beat Pena 10-0. As Gary Boker gives us that score update. So SHG into the sectional final with a 10-0 win over Pena. Oh, how North Mac would love to face Griffin. The 0-2, breaking ball behind Flowers, excuse me, one ball, two strikes. What a chance for North Mac to really put Q and D in a tough, tough spot. 4-0 in the sixth, doable. 6-0 feels completely different. One ball, two strikes. Tollerton's pitch headed home. Flowers, soft liner, caught on a slide by the shortstop, Lennonfelser, and North Mac will strand two more runners. We've completed five innings here in our baseball sectional semifinal. North Mac leading Quincy Notre Dame 4-0. Here we go, top six, North Mac leading 4-0 as Hendricks. That first pitch ripped off the fencing of the Q&D dugout down the first base line by Nolan Obert. One strike. When some of the Q&D kids were kind of lingering on the outside of the dugout, Carl, and that was close.
Catch a line drive real quick that way.
That'll get you behind the fence. It's like, oh, that's why that fence is there.
Yeah.
One strike. Called strike two outside corner with the fastball. And again, Hendricks hits the mitt of Owen Berlin. Top of the sixth, a 4-0 North Mac lead. Hendricks winds, fires, breaking ball outside as Obert would not chase. After Obert, top of the order, Ben Casper and Tucker Tollerton. Quincy Notre Dame being shut out on three base hits through five innings. Breaking ball, hit on the ground to second. Baines has it on to first for the out. Big first out here in the top half of the sixth inning. Five more to go for Mr. Hendricks.
He's done a great job. Three strikeouts, one walk. Has not had to throw a lot of pitches. Has not been under a lot of stress. His defense has actually got him a couple extra outs with a double play and a throw out at second.
Well, it's been a true team effort, hasn't it?
And some great outfield catches, one by each.
Here's Casper, squares, pulls back, takes strike one. You're listening to sectional semifinal baseball here on WUSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthendale, and Greenville, your 50,000 watt sports voice of Mid Illinois. North Mac leading Q&D 4-0. One out, top six. 0-1 pitch on Casper inside, 1-1. He was squaring there. Kirk was charging at third. Q&D lost a runner trying to steal in the last half inning. Down 4-0. Breaking ball, chopped foul at the plate. One ball, two strikes on Casper. He's 0 out of 2 today. Bounced to short to start the ball game. Fly to left back in the third. He's in the hole. One ball, two strikes with the bases clear and one out here in the top of the sixth. Hendricks has his sign. Winds, fires. Just missed with the fastball. And again, Carl, Burley did not have to move that mitt.
Like I say, when he's missed, it's not by much.
The 2-2. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Burley will have to throw down to first. And Casper is retired. Two out in the fifth. And North Mac, four outs away from being Sweet 16 bound. Carl, you said at the start of the broadcast, after their first regional, it's all first now.
It's first.
Make it a bunch of them.
Go all the way with first for North Mac in baseball.
Absolutely. Here's Tucker Trollerton. He's one out of two today. Base hit in the first. He was erased on a double play. So he takes a breaking ball outside. When North Mac comes up to bat in the sixth, they will have Atala, Kirk, and Hendricks, 2, 3, and 4. Sun's shining bright here in Verdon. Inside, 2-0 with the fastball. Got our live stream working again at WSMIRadio.com. 2-0, a 4-0 North Mac lead. That ball hit on the ground. Hammond gobbles it up. Hendricks is covering, and the side is retired. That goes 3-1 on the putout. A quick 1-2-3 inning for Hendricks. And as we go bottom six, North Mac is three defensive outs away from a date in the Sweet 16. They lead Q&D 4-0. Got a traffic report here. Gabe Osborne telling us a big wreck on 55 southbound, and the southbound lane of I-55 is closed from Divernon to Farmersville. So I-55 southbound closed from Divernon to Farmersville after a big wreck. Here in our baseball sectional semifinal at Verdon, North Mac leading 4-0 over Quincy Notre Dame. And, Carl, they got the right part of the order coming up for insurance tallies. Cole Atala, Cannon Kirk, Matt Hendricks, if anybody can reach, Cade Berkeley. Atala 0-for-1 today, a strikeout, a walk, hit by a pitch. Takes ball one.
A couple more runs wouldn't hurt a thing.
Not at all. Hendricks has been rolling through six innings. 2-0, missed outside. Hendricks has allowed just three base hits through six.
And the one walk.
And obviously no runs.
And two of those become outs by good defense. Double play. Throw out at second.
That's exactly right. In the dirt, 3-0 to Cole Vitala. Yeah, when you only give up three hits and two of those hits get erased on the bases, not a lot of traffic for you. The 3-0 called strike.
Well, Tollerton's done a good job. He struck out one. He is not in a batter, and he's only walked one.
The 3-1. Now he's walked two as Atala draws a leadoff walk here in the sixth. Cannon Kirk, Matt Hendricks coming up. And Carl, if history is any indicator, one of these two cats is going to hit a ball hard right here and now.
Really do a triple. I kind of thought that was an automatic thing every game you came here to.
Well, we still got time.
And we still have time.
We still got time. We got the right guys coming up, too. Slow walk out to the mound for head coach Ryan Noden in his fourth year with Q&D, and this might be it for Tucker Trollerton. It will. Ryan Noden will take the baseball from Trollerton, and his day is done with nobody out here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The North Mac Panthers are looking pretty right now. Bottom of the sixth, North Mac leading Quincy Notre Dame 4-0. One runner on, Cannon Kirk and Matt Hendricks coming up when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Third Quincy Notre Dame pitcher of the day is Dalton Miller. He's in relief of Tucker Trollerton, who's now out in left field. And Harry Oden has moved over to first base. A leadoff walk to Cole Atala. Here is Cannon Kirk. He's 1 out of 3 today, RBI single back in the fourth. 4-0 North Mac. Bottom of the sixth, nobody out. Miller, a little bit of a sidewinder, pumps in strike one. This will be a different look for the Panthers.
Will be indeed. Looks like he's got pretty good pop on the fastball, too.
In the dirt. Ball one. Kirk waves the bat over the plate. Stands in tall. Atala takes his lead from first. The 1-1. Hit on the ground, foul, right in front of the North Mac dugout. It got Caden Brown's attention over there. One ball, two strikes. New Q&D pitcher Dalton Miller comes in from the side. Kirk steps out. It was taking too long. But you know it's a good day, Carl, when you force Q&D to use three pitchers.
Oh, no doubt about it.
One ball, two strikes on Kirk. Chops that out in front of the plate. That's going to be a tough play for Jones. Oh, has to pounce
quick. Trouble with it.
And safe is Cannon Kirk at first base as Jones knew he had to be quick, Carl, and he bobbled it a little bit on the initial pickup.
Still had the spin going as that ball was swung at, but just a cue shot. Right in front of the plate.
I think Ryan Oden is going to ask if there's any sort of obstruction or interference down there at first base. Carl, it looked like Cannon, very cagey there, might have taken a step into the fair side of the line when he knew that throw was coming. Maybe he did. Maybe
pretty
he
much
did.
Right at the bag, though.
So that
kind of a, you can't really call it because, well, you do have to get over there to get to the bag and step on it, which is pretty much where he hit him.
Here's Matt Hendricks. He's 2-for-2 today, run scored and an intentional walk. 4-0 North Mac. Pitch in the dirt blocked by Devin Jones. Dalton Miller, he seems to be, he really does keep that ball low. I mean, with that delivery in the sidearm, his miss is going to be down in the bottom of the zone. The 1-0 pitch, right there, called strike one.
Yeah, a lot of the North Mac players have seemed to take that first strike a lot of, on all these pitchers and made them all work.
Every single one of them. Runners at first and second, nobody out. One ball, one strike to Hendricks. Takes a fastball for a called strike two. Hendricks waves the bat over the inside part of the plate. Waits for the 1-2 offering from Dalton Miller. Headed home. Lifted right field over it on the move. On the move, not going to get it. He will play it on a hop. Around third, coming to the plate, Hatala safe with the head first slide. 5-0 North Mac on the third single today by Matt Hendricks. This one drives in the Panthers' fifth run. Inside out.
Inside out swing and... I tell you what, has the third base coach been right on sending the runners on every one of those plays at home
and
stopping them?
Exactly right. Exactly right. Still runners at first and second, a run home, and at the plate, Cade Berkeley. 5-0 North Mac. Bottom six. They're three outs away from a date with SHG in the sectional championship on Friday. Low, ball one.
Still waiting for my triple from you, Tim.
Yeah, we haven't had one yet.
Every game. Multi, I believe, last game.
Multiple. I think there was three triples by North Mac last game.
One here would look awfully good.
And with the turf and the type of hitters they have, Carl, they are a triple type of team. In the dirt, 2-0.
Well, of course, your second baseman and shortstop always have good speed. We've already seen the speed in the outfield, how good they are covering this field.
Two balls, no strikes to Cade Berkeley. The runners are going, and they steal it easily. Kirk into third, Hendricks into second. Kirk got a great jump and read, Carl. He was more than halfway to the bag before the pitch was headed home.
And the pitch in the dirt.
3-0 on Berkeley.
Made it a little harder for Jones to even try and throw, which he did not then.
Right there, called strike one. Three balls, one strike. A five-run North Mac lead. Two more runs sitting out there in scoring position. Kirk at third, Hendricks at second. Three balls, one strike on Cade Berkeley. Takes ball four. Bases are loaded. Third time North Mac has had the bases loaded today, Carl. They've left nine on base, and that feels like a big number, but twice they've left the bases loaded, and they got runs in
right.
those innings.
And one of those bases loaded situations they left, that was with two outs and got a run in it.
That's exactly right.
That's coming from nothing to a lot, just getting that one run home. Now Hick had played a couple more. Infield's going to play in, Tim. That makes the batter a little better average if he hits the ground ball.
Caden, his average for the year was 302, so you might bump him up to what, 450?
Let's bump him up to 450.
Then. Caden today, 0 out of 2, hit by a pitch, scored a run, reaching a fielder's choice, then struck out. Miller's pitch inside.
You got the bigger holes between the infielders, but you also have a lot of holes in the outfield now with a little blooper.
Boy, if you're North Mac, why not get wild and crazy, Carl, and score five and not make Hendricks go out for the seven?
There's Should be done,
strike,
couldn't it?
1-1, bases loaded, nobody out, 5-0.
Just while I walk here and then do it with a grand slam.
That would be ideal.
That would be the ideal way, correct?
I agree. Here's Caden Brown. One ball, one strike, inside, 2-1.
Miller's control has been a little iffy.
He's not been able to locate that release point here. Takes a deep breath, brings home the 2-1. Popped up. That's going to stay in play. The catcher, Jones, doesn't see it initially. Oh, the pitcher finds it and makes the catch right at home plate. A good job by Dalton Miller there as the catcher, Jones, never saw it.
That ball could not have moved 3 inches from where the batter swung the bat.
Straight up.
Almost lands right on the plate.
Yeah, Miller was standing on the plate, then had to take one step and actually maybe had 1 foot in the left-handed box when he made the catch, but it was a good heads-up play by him to recognize, wait a minute, my catcher don't see that ball. So one out, bases still loaded. Here's Logan Hammond. He's capable of one of those triples Carl's in search of. Outside, ball one. Hammond drove in the game's first two runs with a two-run single back in the second. He's flied to right and flied to left. 1-3. Hitting from the left side. Ahead in the count. 1-0. Inside. 2-0. Winner gets SHG on Friday afternoon. If North Mac holds on, we'll have it live for you here on FM 106.1 and at WSMIRadio.com. The 2-0. Right there. Called strike. 2-1. Of course, Sports Saturday will be at Irish Days this week at the Chili Dome. I missed the Chili Dome last year, Carlos.
Oh. Good to have these things coming back,
isn't it? Isn't it, though? It sure is. Two balls, one strike. Inside, 3-1. No place to put Logan Hammond. The bases are loaded. On deck, Andrew Baines. Kirk the runner at third. Hendricks the runner at second. Berkeley the runner at first. Logan Hammond ahead in the count. 3 balls, 1 strike. Swings and misses there. Went out of the zone. 3-2. He was reaching for that offering. Little anxious. He's trying to give you that triple, Carl.
I think so. A walk there would have been fine.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Strike. Ooh. 3 called. Hammond couldn't pull the trigger. Nice fastball inside corner. Bases loaded. 2 out now. That'll bring Andrew Baines to the plate. He's 0 out of 8 this postseason. Did walk his last plate appearance. This would be a great spot for his first hit of the postseason. Going to get a courtesy runner for Hendricks out there at second base.
Get him out of the sun.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's baking out there. The sun right behind home plate here at North Mac. So, yeah, Hendrick got a second. He was just baking in it. So he'll take a seat, get relaxed, get ready to go get 3 outs. Andrew Baines takes strike one. 1 run home in the inning. Hatala walked to lead off the inning. Kirk singled. Hendrick singled and drove in Hatala. 5-0 North Mac. The 0-1 pitch from Miller. To Baines. Low, ball one. It Miller's 1-1 offering to Andrew Baines. Over but low, 2-1. Boy, North Mac has worked a lot of counts here today. It's just a winning approach at the plate. Don't make the game more complicated than it needs to be. Two balls, one strike. Bases loaded, two outs. 5-0 North Mac. There's a called strike two. Fastball outside corner. And Miller a strike away from stranding the bases loaded. North Mac has left 9 on board. They've left the bases loaded twice today. But they lead 5-0, so it doesn't hurt nearly as much. Fouled out of play right side. Good slash there from Andrew Baines. SHG beat Painted today 10-0 to get into the sectional championship. Two balls, two strikes. Bases loaded, two outs. Miller's pitch to Andrew Baines. Breaking ball, lifted in the air to left center field. Will it find a hole? No. The center fielder, Ben Casper, covers a lot of ground and squeezes it for the out. But North Mac gets another run. We've completed 6 innings. North Mac leading Quincy Notre Dame 5-0, and the Panthers are 3 outs away from the Sweet 16. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here in Verdon at North Mac High. The Panthers 3 defensive outs away from a trip to the Sweet 16 and a date with SHG. It was 83 at game time. Carl's actually warmed up. It's 85 now as the sun is out fittingly. 3, 4, and 5 for QND, Miller, Conyer, and Kite. As Hendricks has allowed just 3 hits today. Breaking ball called strike one. He's been working ahead of hitters, hitting his spots. Hendricks shakes off Burley. Hasn't done that a lot today. Has the one he wants. Winds. Fires. Breaking ball. Hit on the ground to second. Baines has it. Low throw. And Hammond dug it out, but his foot came off the bag. E4 on Baines. And Hendricks, I thought, was going to try to field that himself, Carl. At the last moment, he thought, wait a minute, my second baseman's there, and he pulled his glove back.
Well, play that should have been made, you know. The nerves get a little tight.
Alex Conyer steps in now. He's 0 for 2 today. The top of the seventh starts with a ground ball to second that ends in an air. Breaking ball, called strike.
Oh, Matt Hendricks, 5 Ks, 1 walk in this ball game.
Runner over at first, Miller, reached on throwing error by Andrew Baines, the second baseman. Open stands for Conyer, takes fastball high and wide for ball one. Hendricks from the stretch comes set at the belt. The 1-1 breaking ball fouled at the plate. 1-2. And that breaking ball, Carl, from the first one he broke off today, it has just been crisp and nasty.
Had it in the first inning, too. That's the key. No struggles, really, in any of these innings.
Climbs back on top. Ahead of Alex Conyer. 1 ball, 2 strikes. As his sign comes set. Holds long, now throws to first, leaning, and just back was Miller. They almost got him there.
Don't think his initial slide got him all the way to first base.
It happens sometimes on the turf.
Yeah. Oh, doesn't give very well, huh?
The 1-2. Popped in the air, center field. Caden Brown on the move, on the move, on the move. Makes the catch in right center field. 1 down, 2 to go.
That's... Sunfield time, but so far the outfielders have done their job.
Ethan Kite comes up now for QND, the designated hitter. He's 0 out of 2 today. When Quincy Notre Dame got on the bus to come to Verdon today, Carl, I guarantee you they did not plan on being shut out through 6 innings on 3 base hits. Hendricks has been fantastic. Starts Kite off with a breaking ball called strike one.
Location, too. Not only has he had the curveball, he's put it where he wanted it.
He's had the entire package today. from the outset. One strike on Ethan Kite. Breaking ball called, strike two. Well, you throw three of them in a row, Carl.
Probably not this one over the plate.
Correct.
Yeah, hope to get him to fish.
No balls, two strikes. Hendricks brings home the 0-2 fastball way upstairs, one and two. I think that's setting the stage.
For the breaking ball again.
Yes.
Change the eye level and the speed.
Kite has flied to center, flied to left. Stands tall in that right-handed box. 1-2, breaking ball, fouled back by Kite, spoiled it. A 5-0 North Mac lead, one out here in the top of the seventh. They are two outs away from playing baseball on Friday in the sectional championship. And I think that game would be right here. We'll worry about that later. One ball, two strikes. Strike three! Blew it by him. And the North Mac Panthers are one out away from the Sweet 16. What a year it's been for the Panthers. School record and wins. First regional title. And now they're trying to send Quincy Notre Dame a packing. 5-0 North Mac. Brady Kindart is Q&D's last chance. Hendricks peers in for his sign. Amon holding over at first. Hendricks set at the belt. Swing and a miss. Two strikes away. Matthew Hendricks, just three hits allowed here this afternoon.
Looking for lucky seven on strikeouts for the day.
That's his jersey number. The breaking ball hopped up. This is going to do it. On the infield, who wants it? The shortstop, Atala, makes the call. The catch, and there you go. The North Mac Panthers are Sweet 16 bound as they knock off Quincy Notre Dame 5-0 here in the sectional semifinal. The fireworks go off again, and Carl, I don't know how you could play a better baseball game all around than North Mac played today.
Well, North Mac's defense was outstanding. They made the big plays, the diving catches in the outfield. You have three great catches in the outfield alone. You pull off that early double play that kept the pitch count down for Matt Hendricks. Matt strikes out six and walks only one. He's throwing. He's ahead of almost every batter he sees, almost from game, well, from first inning to the seventh.
We said it earlier for about the second pitch. He's got the good stuff.
He had the breaking ball right off the bat, and he used it from inning one to inning seven.
North Mac wins it over Quincy Notre Dame 5-0. 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for North Mac. No runs, 3 hits, no errors for Quincy Notre Dame. The Panthers, Carl, left 12 on base today. 3 different times they left the bases loaded, but you never felt that that was going to be costly because they came up with 3 runs in the second when they left the bases loaded, came up with 1 run in the fourth when they left the bases loaded, and came up with a run in the sixth when they left the bases loaded.
And really, they left the bases loaded and got a run in one of those innings from nobody on. So with 2 outs, they actually achieved that, scored a run in, left the bases loaded, which is hard to do anytime.
North Mac SHG for the sectional championship Friday afternoon at 4:30. We'll have it live right here on FM 106.1. We'll take a break when we come back. We hope to catch up with some happy North Mac Panthers following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here in Verdon. The North Mac Panthers have done it. They beat Quincy Notre Dame 5-0 here in the sectional semifinal, and they will play SHG for the sectional crown on Friday afternoon at 4:30, a game we will have live here on WSMI FM 106.1 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. So 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for North Mac. No runs, just 3 hits, no errors for Quincy Notre Dame. And North Mac did leave 12 on base here today. But, Carl, you know, if maybe the game was 1-0, maybe you're fretting a little more about those runners left on base. But it just, to me, never felt like an issue.
And most of those, like you say, every time ended up being a run inning, a scoring inning. So that's always a great thing.
Matthew Hendricks has made his way over here to our broadcast position as he was dynamite here today. 7 innings, no runs, 3 hits, 6 strikeouts, walked just one, also went 3-for-3 at the plate with an RBI. How you feeling?
I'm tired, man. I feel good, but I'm really tired. Couldn't have done it without my defense.
This was such a great team win for you guys. Not one, but two diving catches in the outfield.
I mean, they stepped up big. We got the double play in the first inning to get us out of early trouble. The two diving catches, I mean, they were running all over the place, catching fly balls in the outfield. It was just great.
Matt, after you threw about three pitches today, I turned to Carl and said, he's got the good stuff. Did you feel it?
Yeah. I mean, they were a fastball hitting team. We got a scouting report, said work off speed early, all five pitches. I worked all five and worked out.
I don't know what your pitch count wound up being, but you did not have very many three ball counts today.
That's not how I like to work. I like to get ahead, pitch to contact. If I strike people out, I strike them out. But pitch to contact, trust my defense.
So you guys come up in the second inning. You send nine guys to the plate in that second inning. You got it started with a base hit, came around to score in the big two-run single from Logan Hama. Just talk about how big that base hit was from Logan.
Oh, it was huge. I mean, he's had big hits for us all year, sophomore stepping up. And for him to get that, I know it feels good for him. It felt good for me. And that's all I needed.
You guys got a real nice mix of seniors, sophomores, and juniors. That's a beautiful combination, isn't it?
Yes, we got the two senior leaders, me and Kirk. I mean, couldn't have done it without him, back-to-back gems. But the juniors class is good. Sophomores, got a lot of them starting, playing. So program's got a good future, but we're looking to keep going.
That's exactly right.
Yes, sir.
You won your first regional on Friday. First trip to the Sweet 16 today. No reason not to just have a bunch of firsts for the next couple weeks, right?
We got nothing to lose at this point.
Nothing to lose. That's exactly right. You'll be playing SHG on Friday for the sectional championship. Man, you guys are 21-1. I mean, that is a sensational record. It's not like you guys have been playing cupcakes here.
No, I mean, we've had some easy games, but we've made some good teams look bad just because we've hit the ball and pitched well, good defense. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Up and down the lineup. I mean, when you look at your lineup 1-9, if I'm pitching, I'm thinking, where the heck's the outs at?
Good luck finding them.
I haven't found them. I don't know where they're at.
Good luck.
And that's just what makes you guys so dang tough, because you've got the deep lineup, you've got the pitching, you got the defense, you got the whole package.
Yeah. And like I said, we got nothing to lose. We're going to go out there, give SHG everything we got. One private school down, one more to go.
I like it. Matt Hendricks, congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
The North Mac Panthers beat Quincy Notre Dame 5-0 here today behind the right arm of Matt Hendricks as he goes the distance, giving up just three base hits for the ball game. And Chris Atala joins it. And, Chris, I love Matt's last line. One private school down, one to go.
That's right. Take the big dogs down. Just like I said the other night, what is there to lose? I think that they've got more to lose than we do, so I'm in.
I always love it when a small public school takes it to a private school, and you took it to them today in every facet of the game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it starts with Henny, but, you know, we left some runners on bases that we didn't really get in like we wanted, but we battled. We were patient all day. We were calm all day. Like I said the other day, I think playing as the underdog may benefit us. We may play better. So
I didn't see a single bad at bat taken from any of your kids all day.
Nope. I mean, you know, we can say something about the strike zones here and there, but, you know, it was pretty consistent all day. But we battled. We saw a lot of pitches in the first inning. Didn't get any runs, but, you know, beat him up a little bit. So small things right. Fundamentals.
Little things become big things this time of year.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we talked about Ken and Kirk having the good stuff. It was evident early in the championship game. Same deal today with Hendricks.
Yep. I mean, I said it the other day, too. Those two seniors have led us. That's all state material, what you've just seen the last 2 days pitching-wise. So, you know, we got one more big game, and we're going to have a junior and a sophomore that throw really good, a lot of different pitches from them. So we're going to see, and our defense stays as solid as it was before. So, I wish I had two more seniors like that. But at some point, like I told Doug Little, you know, we fly with what we've got, and I'm very confident in what we've got because, you know, even our backup, our 3 and 4s, have not lost. So,
you guys just seem like one cohesive unit.
Yeah. I mean, you throw the egos out the window. Yeah. That's what I said. If you throw your egos out the window and let the game be a team game instead of yourself, you know, randomly we get a little selfish here and there. But for the most part, 8 or 9 of these guys are dead set on each other, day in and day out. We're relaxed, loud, obviously.
Right.
But, you know, they play so good as a team. It just so much fun this year.
This is one of the best team wins I think I've ever seen. Two diving plays in the outfield by two different kids.
Absolutely.
He had multiple kids making great defensive plays, great at-bats up and down the lineup. I mean, that's as good as it gets.
Yeah,
coaches always like to find something wrong. I don't know what you're going to find.
I mean, all three outfielders, really, because Riley Flowers made a heck of a play in left center field, too. So everybody just came to play. It just came to play, and I believe we're home again.
I think so.
I think we're home Friday. I don't look ahead too much, so they'll just tell me where I'm going next.
You'll go wherever they tell you.
That's right.
Go.
But that, you know, the crowd today, it's exceptional. You got great weather for it. And
just a beautiful day for baseball.
Yes, sir.
Chris Atala, congratulations. And, you know, we talked about the first regional championship. Now you got your first Sweet 16 appearance.
Absolutely. I love it. Sounds great to me.
Fantastic. Chris Atala, congratulations.
Thanks again.
All right. The North Mac Panthers will be taking on SHG on Friday afternoon, 4:30 first pitch. We'll have live coverage right here on WQSMI FM 106.1. And, Carl, I mean, when we talk to these North Mac kids after the game on Friday and again today, it's easy to see why they're so good. Yeah, they got a bunch of talent. But the mindset's right.
The mindset's right. And yeah, they play as great as a team, don't they?
They do.
I mean, maybe the best we've seen in a long time, all the way around.
They took it to Quincy Notre Dame in every aspect of the game here today. And I mean, I have nothing else to say about Matt Hendricks. What do you got?
He just never panicked. No. I mean, we did have the one error. Really, the only miscue in the whole game that wasn't a great play. One error, but you got to remember he also eliminated a runner way back early, starting the double play. So it's kind of like, it balanced out.
What a day for the North Mac Panthers as they beat Quincy Notre Dame 5-0, and they are headed to the Sweet 16. Hey, thanks to Chris Rayner and all the fine folks here at North Mac High School for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for that. Of course, thanks to our baseball and softball sponsors. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcasts throughout the year, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced this afternoon's action here on WSMI FM 106. The North Mac Panthers beat Quincy Notre Dame here in the sectional semifinal by the final of 5-0. They will now take on SHG in the Sweet 16 on Friday. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We say good night from Burton.